from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. I'm Kyle Madsen. That's James Hamm. We are rocking with you until noon. Then we will give way to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock. Tons to talk about today. Really excited for their show. So I've really liked being able to hang out a little bit longer after our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sit in there with Jesse, get to listen to their show, get to chop it up with Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Jesse showed up today. Just emergency backup.
Yeah, he pulled up. If you've been listening or just tuning in, I'm going through it a little bit. Just 20 minutes before the show, just my let's see, how do I delicately say this? I started not to feel great, and I said, Jesse, we might be in emergency mode today. Can you pull up? And he's like, I got you.
Yeah, he almost had to turn into Keon Ellis here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost had to do a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Or Paul Pierce, depending on who you ask. Oh, hey, real quick. I meant to do this at the top of the show. We'll talk about the 49ers and the Giants doing stuff here in a second. Shout out to my wife. It's our second anniversary today.
Oh.
2 years today. We did it.
We made it.
Congratulations to me. I have not an order out of the house just yet. That's big time. Anyways.
Awesome sauce.
Shout out to my wife. I love her very much.
We've got number 25 in July.
Mm. We'll catch up someday.
That's right.
I was calling this year 22.
There you go. Just out of two.
Breaking rumor.
There's a breaking rumor.
25 years. Coming up. The 49ers. Do you want to do 49ers or Giants first? Let's do Niners first.
Okay.
The 49ers yesterday, a couple interesting things. One, they signed Josh Dobbs, quarterback, to a 1-year, $2.25 million deal, fully guaranteed. It has up to $750,000 in playing time incentives. So their backups are now Josh Dobbs and Brandon Allen. And I think it was kind of interesting because the first thought that came to my mind was because I thought when they signed Brandon Allen, who was their third quarterback all last year,
mm-hmm.
I thought for sure they were going to go in with Brandon Allen because you talk to people who are around the building and the 49ers love them some BA. Not talking Brandon Ayuk. They love Brandon Ayuk too, but they love Brandon Allen.
Mm.
So I'm going, all right. Brandon Allen, QB2, rookie quarterback, QB3. Like, that's a little dicey. Because remember, Brock Purdy played 16 games, sat out the 17th for a rest. Brock Purdy played all the games last year. He was healthy. But this is a team, I think, that because of the scars of the seasons that were derailed by quarterback injury, we're always going to see some sort of investment in that backup spot. I don't think Josh Dobbs is going to be shoot in as the QB2. I know that a lot of people have said that because it's $2.25 million fully guaranteed. But if you remember in 2022, Nate Sudfeld got $2 million fully guaranteed to be the 49ers backup. Then he was going to be third string when they brought back Jimmy Garoppolo, and then he got jettisoned for Brock Purdy.
Mm.
So the $2.25 million fully guaranteed doesn't move me.
That means nothing.
As far as Josh Dobbs' future goes. But that said, I think he is the second best quarterback on their roster.
Yeah, I like Josh Dobbs. I like what he brings to the table. He's different. He has some, you know, like some moxie, and he feels like he's a winner. Like he's one of those guys that it doesn't matter whether he's putting up big stats or not. He comes in and he gives you an opportunity.
Sure.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, he's still pretty inexperienced. He hasn't had a ton of success in the league.
Yeah.
But not every player is doing what he did with Minnesota last year, where he steps in, doesn't know any of his teammates' names, doesn't know the offense, and he's just got a coach in his headset like, hey, we're going to do A, B, and C here. Look at this player, then this player, then throw it to this player.
It was traded there like on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And started on like a Sunday.
Didn't start, but came in very early.
Oh, yeah.
On the next, and then won the next week.
Yeah.
And it was this whole thing. He eventually came back down to earth a little bit because I don't think he's a... I'm not under some delusion that Josh Dobbs is awesome QB1 watch out league, but he's got good mobility. He's got a good arm, a little bit erratic at times with his accuracy. Like he trusts his arm a little bit too much sometimes, but I was fascinated by this. And I think it just kind of underscores that the 49ers are not done with thinking they need multiple quarterbacks who can win them a game.
Yeah, I like that. No, I do. I think if you do need to take some risks with the backup quarterback, but you need to have somebody who at least, you know, gives you a shot.
Yeah.
And is not just like going to be a total game manager and you have no way to really find success if your main quarterback goes down. I love that the Chatty House, many people in the Chatty House have decided to add Yahoo to their names.
I like you guys so much.
You guys, you make us laugh. Michigan Yahoo Wolverines, Yahoo Shane. Like this is very Spencer the Yahoo, Tamamatsu. Yeah, good stuff.
Oh yeah, Zoe said it's his second anniversary today too.
Delivery Yahoo.
Oh yeah,
Yahoo Polis.
That's so funny, man.
Polls, I don't.
I like
polls.
You guys so much. By the way, if anybody was wondering, grande toffee nut iced coffee, no classic splash of oat milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's my coffee order.
Okay.
If anybody was wondering. Anyways. We back. The other thing that happened yesterday, the 49ers had an accounting error.
Oh.
In 2022, the league does audits. They realized that the 49ers, the math wasn't mathing.
Mm.
When I first saw this, it was one of those things that you see when you cover a team where you're like, this is going to be a nightmare. This is 4 days worth of different things coming down, people getting fired, just weirdness. No, it turns out that the league, so basically the 49ers player compensation numbers did not add up to what they turned into the league.
Okay.
The NFL determined that this wasn't done maliciously. The 49ers would have been under the cap even without the error.
Mm-hmm.
So the punishment is they moved from the 131st pick to the 135th pick.
Ooh, sick burn.
So right. So they're one of their fourth round picks moved back to the end of the fourth round. And they lose a fifth round pick in next year's draft. They lose their own fifth.
Okay.
So kind of a weird thing, but not something that is, I think, going to be a huge story where the 49ers are trying to circumvent the cap by fudging numbers or something like that.
No, you just
which is what I was very concerned about at first.
Yeah, this has become like a huge deal in European soccer where the fair play rules have come in and teams have fudged their accounting for years, and all of a sudden they're getting hit with not only like $15 million fines, but also they're pulling away like 10 points off or more off the board from their standings.
Yeah.
And so dropping that's teams that wild. Could you could get relegated because you fudge the number. Yeah, so.
And getting relegated, it costs millions of dollars.
Oh, tens of millions of dollars.
Just so much money.
Yeah. And like half your players are like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore because we're not in the main league.
Yeah.
I need to leave now. And then it hits you even in a different way, and like getting back to the standard EPL was not good.
I think relegation is the move in American sports, by the way. You want to curb tanking?
Oh,
you
want to
do that? Let's relegate some folks.
Especially soccer needs to do it, like, because like the Czech Republic would have earned their way into the MLS.
Yeah.
Like 5 times.
Like a long time ago.
Yeah. They would have been a team that, like, oh, look, you're an MLS team now.
Mm-hmm.
But because soccer can be, it hasn't fully taken hold.
Sure.
In the U.S., you worry that, you know, if you took a team from, you know, San Antonio and relegated them, then nobody would care and show up anymore. And you'd be like, oh, now that league, that team just
disbanded.
Yeah. So that's a problem.
Relegation means you don't exist anymore.
Exactly. Wait until 2026 when the World Cup is here.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see soccer take off. But I also feel like, hey, in the NBA, their relegation, Major League Baseball, I mean, the A's would have been relegated a long time ago.
Boy.
Yeah. Like, I think it would force owners to pay.
Hey, by the way, you want a little free money this year if you're into the gambling thing?
Okay.
I haven't checked BetQL, which is an Odyssey company. Mm-hmm. Check out the BetQL app. But I would hammer the over on A's wins.
Oh.
I think the number's like 56.
Oh.
56 and a half. I don't think they're going to be that bad. They're going to stink. I don't think they're going to be that bad.
Oh.
62? They win 62 games? 60 games?
There's not going to be.
And you're hitting the over?
There. No one is going to show up.
You give me 60 and 102 and I'm hitting the over?
Mm.
I'm taking it. Anyways. Also, tomorrow, we're going to do a little more NFL. 11:15 tomorrow. So this time tomorrow, Faraz Siddiqui,
woo!
Our fantasy football expert, he is going to join us just to talk about all the offseason movement, what it means for fantasy. That's coming up tomorrow at 11:15. All right, let's dive back into the Kings. We've got another Jiffy Lube gift certificate to give away. We will do that next. We will talk about Malik Monk. We've got some scoreboard watching, tons to get into right here on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm not going to forget. You can't make me.
Do it now.
I have a second Jiffy Lube gift certificate to give away. And a second entry to win a Sacramento Kings jersey that will be given away at the end of this month. We have two more jerseys to give away. One at the end of this month, one at the end of the regular season in mid-April. So, if you missed it earlier, our first Jiffy Lube Fast Break player of the game, or the keyword, was Kentucky. Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, that Kentucky connection was very real last night. First keyword was Kentucky. The second keyword is 50.
50.
5-0, the big 5-0, in honor of Domantas Sabonis reaching 50 consecutive double-doubles, a pretty incredible feat. So 50. You can spell it out. You can type in 50. I'm not sure which one will work, but just do that. And then remember, you can also enter Kentucky at ESPN1320.com. The contest page is front and center. You can't miss it. You click on that. You enter those keywords, Kentucky, enter keyword 50, and you will be entered twice to win a Jiffy Lube gift certificate and be entered to win a Kings jersey as well. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jiffy Lube, by the way. They are so appreciative.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Appreciated.
Yeah, appreciated. Yeah. There it is.
They sponsor the show. They got my car serviced. I was a little afraid that when I went in there, because I had never been to a Jiffy Lube.
Mm.
I thought they were like brakes. Change your oil, get you out of there. But no, man, it was full service. Oh. Everything my car needed.
Well.
They were like, here's what we did. Here's what we fixed. Here's how your oil used to look. Here's how it looks now.
To fix your tape deck?
No dice on the tape deck.
CD player.
What, man?
I love it.
I fixed the zipper, by the way, on my CD binder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was big time for me. That was a big time. Woo! That was a big time pull for me. If you missed it, I drive a 2012 Honda Civic that still has a CD player, and my phone now outdates my car technology. So when I plug in my USB-C cord into my car, because I have a USB to USB-C cord. Mm-hmm. When I plug that into my car's like, ah, don't got it.
Have you tried just the adapter? Just like you know, the USB-C to like USB?
Oh,
adapter?
Like it clips onto the USB.
It just plugs into the end. Like they're
Yeah. I have not tried that, but that's a good idea.
Okay.
Although part of me likes the nostalgia of whipping out the CD binder.
Okay. Zzz, zzz. You're into it.
Got it in the passenger seat while I'm flipping through blind. It's like a shuffle because I can't. I'm not going to look over and pay attention to what CD I'm getting.
Yeah, you'll drive into the river or something.
Right. So yeah, I just, good. And you know me, I'm on 160 all day.
It's wild.
So I just reach over. It's like shuffle. I'm like, oh, Jamie Johnson, let's go. Oh, Blackpink, let's go.
All right.
Got what else? I got a lot of Eminem in there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, your boy just really angsty teenager.
Oh.
Just really connected with the of it all.
Okay. I love it.
I have a, let's scoreboard watch. I want to talk about Malik Monk. Let's scoreboard watch.
Okay.
The Sacramento Kings now one up in the loss column on both the Mavericks and the Suns. We've talked about, okay, you got to start gaining a little separation. This is how it starts. You just find a way to win.
One game at a time.
Memphis Grizzlies. Neither the Suns nor the Mavs in action last night, but the Timberwolves did beat the Jazz 114-104. Minnesota still a half game back in first place. Good for them. That Anthony Edwards dunk on John Collins.
Filthy, Kyle.
Was so nasty.
Filthy.
And it's why I don't want to be fun police guy. Have fun. Enjoy the sport. Enjoy the game. It's awesome.
Okay.
But when somebody, when a player is standing next to the basket and somebody dunks, and it's like, oh, he put him on a poster. No, he didn't. He didn't. That player was in the vicinity. They were not trying. That last night, Anthony Edwards on John Collins.
Yeah.
That's a poster, bro.
Yeah, it was very much Vince Carter over, what's his name? Weiss.
Weiss. Frederick Weiss, Frederick I believe Weiss. Is his name.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very much, it was like nasty. And John Collins went out of the game with a concussion. Anthony Edwards had to go out of the game because he threw the ball so hard through the rim with his right hand that it came through the rim and hit the back of his left hand and injured him. And he had to leave the game. That's how hard he dunked. It was so nasty. And poor John Collins is out there, you know, just getting absolutely crushed. But good for John Collins for going up. He's
dude,
like, all right, I'm game.
That's what Victor Wembanyama talked about that when Trace Jackson Davis got him. Last week. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get got and I'm going to get some guys and that's how it's going to go.
That's the rules.
That's how it, yep.
Yeah.
But when you get got, it's going to be on SportsCenter.
Yep.
And that Anthony Edwards dunk last night was so sick. And but also miss me with the, if you throw it through the hoop, does it count as a dunk? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It
does. From that proximity, yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you compare his dunk to, like, Malik Monk had some spectacular dunks last night. That dunk, because it went through someone, was just that much better. I mean, Malik had some excellent dunks, but that dunk is, like, it's a game, it's a dunk of the year right now.
Yeah, the 1,000%.
In the NBA.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah. Again, all due respect, Malik Monk is maybe the best in-game dunker in the league right now.
Yeah.
But as far as just dunking on somebody, just bodying somebody, we may not see a better one than that all season. The Warriors lost to the Knicks last night, 119-112. Two things on this. One, Lakers-Warriors is going to be the saddest 9-10 matchup of all time. It's going to get billed as this like, oh, it's like, nah, dude, this is Mermaid Man v. Barnacle Boy, bro. This is not it.
That is a spectacular reference.
Thanks.
Yes.
I saw this on 95.7 The Game's Twitter. Matt Steinmetz, who's the midday host down there at our sister station in San Francisco, said this, and I think he hit the nail on the head, and this is where the Warriors are at. He's like, the Warriors lost to the Knicks last night because they're old. They have no players in their prime.
Mm.
Like, man, that's kind of what it is. Is running out of gas down the stretch. That's what happens.
Eesh.
We'll see if they can pull it together, but I'm not super optimistic. Last thing, you're going to be shocked to hear this.
Okay.
The Lakers beat the Hawks 136-105. Anthony Davis, 22 points, 15 boards, 6 assists. What a player.
Did he do all that with an eye patch on?
No.
I want to see him play with an eye patch. Just like
just to really send a message. Yeah. LeBron would do it.
Yeah. He would. I think he would do it.
Either that or he'd tell everybody he was seeing three rims.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw three rooms, so I shot at the middle one. Oh,
yeah, that would be quality. He would also practice that in the mirror beforehand.
1,000%.
Yeah.
He'd make sure it was like a branded eye patch, too.
Yeah. I think
that's what happened around the league last night.
If AD wore an eye patch, it it might look like, if you mix in his eyebrow, his one eyebrow,
right?
It might look like the Oklahoma Panhandle, like just like go across. Just stop. Like, are you wearing a like a musical note on your face?
Just
like
Boomer Sooner every time Anthony Davis hits the court. Yeah, Anthony Davis dominates a game that he doesn't play against Domantas Sabonis. Shocking. Truly shocking to your boy. All right, that's what happened around the league. Let's talk about Malik Monk. Had a huge night last night. What does that mean for his future in Sacramento? We'll talk about it next on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile, and on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Johnny G Yahoo in the chat. Is there a show going on? No, there's actually not. We are here just to watch the Chatty House roll. And if you're not in the Chatty House right now, I highly recommend you get over there. ESPN or youtube.com/ESPN1320 or twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Just incredible, incredible stuff happening. And if you're not in on the bit, ask.
It's good stuff.
Find out what's going on and then get in there. Get yourself a cup of coffee and pop in. All right. D'Lo and KC coming up in about 25 minutes. Appreciate everybody watching along on YouTube and Twitch, listening on the free Odyssey app, and of course, listening on the radio at ESPN 1320 AM, or maybe you're listening traditionally at ESPN1320.com.
Yeah.
You're just pulled up on the website.
All right.
That's how I'd listen when I was home, unemployed.
In Greenland? Unemployed in Greenland. You don't know this? The Princess Bride?
Oh, I've seen The Princess Bride. Yeah. Just not enough to get the get the reference. Sorry, man.
He tells you he's going to send him back where he came from, unemployed in Greenland.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I might as well just live saying. In Greenland. the Giants signed Blake Snell, reigning NL Cy Young winner, to a 2-year, $62 million contract. They have a second year. He has an opt-out in that second year. Good signing by the Giants. Get the reigning NL Cy Young winner for $31 million a year. It's a short-term deal. So if it goes off the rails, okay, they have to pay him next year because he wouldn't opt out, but it's limiting that potential risk.
Yep.
And now they have Blake Snell atop their rotation with Logan Webb. And that's a really, really good one, too. Robbie Ray is going to come back at some point.
Did you see the way that they built that, though? It's something like he makes $12 million this year, but in January has a $14 million signing bonus mm-hmm. next year. So in order for him to get all of his monies, mm-hmm. he has to basically play the 2 years. Or he's playing for a really, really low dollar.
Yeah. Well, if he wins the Cy Young again, he can go get paid. Probably long term.
I don't get this 1 year and out thing that we keep seeing again and again and again. I'm just confused by it.
I don't know enough about the workings of baseball contracts, but it feels like there's no in between. You either get 1 or 2 years or 14 years. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So, good on the Giants, though. They're going to have a really good rotation. They're going to get a lot of guys out.
Yep.
They look more and more like a three true outcomes team every single day. And I know that Farhan Zaidi is fired up for that. All right. Malik Monk. He was, I think he's had better games than he had last night. But I don't think he's ever had a stretch more impactful than he had in the fourth quarter and overtime yesterday.
Yeah, what he was able to do in the fourth quarter, and specifically the overtime session, what he scored 12 of the... Yeah, he doubled.
The Kings scored 16 in OT, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Just by itself. He had 12 of them.
Yeah, okay, so he doubled what the opposition scored.
Yes.
In overtime.
Yes. Memphis scored 15 points in the entire second quarter. And Malik Monk had 12 in 4 minutes and 47 seconds of overtime, or whatever he played. He played all 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, he played all five.
In 5 minutes of... Who played... Oh, Sabonis played 437. Yeah, he was fourth quarter, 3 for 5, a couple of rebounds, 6 points, and then comes back with 12 in OT in 5 minutes of overtime.
Yeah, he was...
Man.
Well, and what I love, Kyle, is that Fox brought the ball up, Sabonis set the screens, and they fed Monk, and they allowed each other to like take turns, and they allowed Monk scored. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but his two teammates that were standing that are the all-stars of the team, they said, "Yeah, you go do this. We're not going to get in the way. We're not going to do me ball. We're going to allow you because you have the matchup and you're the one who's rolling, and let's go."
Yeah.
And I thought it was brilliant.
No, it's great. And I like that they are empowered to do that in those spots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, okay, get into the offense. See if we're going to run a dribble handoff for Harrison Barnes. Let's see what happens. No, man. Malik's cooking. Go do it.
Yeah, go do your thing,
Aaron's
man.
Cooking. Go do it.
Yeah.
And last night, just specifically about those two, we can talk about the inconsistency with the Kings. We can talk about what they need on the wings, what they need for the future. What does this look like next year? That conversation can all happen. This year, it's going to come down to those two players. It's going to come down to De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. That is, Domas is great, and Keegan is a good player, and Harrison Barnes contributed, and Trey Lyles, and this and that. I understand that, but in a playoff game, I don't know if there's a duo in the NBA that I trust more to come up with winning plays than De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk.
Yeah, they're really, really incredible because they're players who are playing in a system, but they're system breakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're able to provide is they can play within the system.
Yes.
but then they can also freelance outside the system and do incredibly exciting things. So I think that there are other playmakers in the league. Like, again, like Luka and Kyrie, like you got two crazy playmakers, right? But for me, like from the guard position, they just attack and they attack at so many different angles and with so much speed and quickness and athleticism. They are a joy to watch on a nightly basis, and especially the camaraderie between them. And I think I'll keep saying this. I agree with you. Like they're going to go, the Kings are going to go as far as Fox and Monk take them. Right. But I also want to make sure that everyone understands when we're saying that we're not being disrespectful to Sabonis. I think the fact that the Kings are a playoff caliber team is because Sabonis brings a level of professionalism and a level of consistency that allows the team to be a playoff team.
Yes.
What they do in the playoffs will be dictated by two guys that can take the team to different heights. And I mean, it really, you got to find a way to keep him. You have to. I don't know, like whatever it's going to take, you got to find a way to keep him. And, you know, that's where the Kings are going to have to go into this offseason. And they're going to have to get a little crazy if they, but they've got to figure out a way.
I'm really fascinated to see what his market looks like. Because there's no way teams, I don't think teams are looking at him going, oh, hey, maybe we could pay him to be our sixth man. What he's done distributing this year, what he's done for the Kings culture this year in crunch time, every big spot, like, what he's done, dunking the basketball, like he would be an immediate fan favorite. And I think there are going to be a lot of teams this offseason looking and going, hey, that guy could level up our starting lineup immediately.
It's possible, but I also think, like, we heard Monk talk about it after the game last night, just how much Mike has put faith in him, how Monty and Wes put faith in him, and how it's created a place for him to excel as a basketball player. Like, that does matter. Like, and the fact that De'Aaron Fox is here, it does matter. But you also know that he's not going to get paid like Fox. There's there's no way for the Kings to do that.
Right.
And the most that they can pay him this year is like $17.4 million. And then an additional, like, you can do like a two-year deal where the next year he would make, I don't know, $18.8 million or something. It would be something like, and then you could have an opt-out, and then you could sign him to a long-term deal. And whether he's willing to wait is a question, because what you can't do is, like, if you pay him using the early bird exception, early bird exception is a minimum of 2 years, and 2 years without an opt out. So the other thing he could do is he could just take a pay raise from the Kings, stay on under like a standard pay raise that the Kings can give him, but it would be a much lower level contract. And then he could, once he has his third year with the Kings, they could give him a deal that uses the bird, the full Larry Bird clause, which allows him to sign him to any contract for his years of service,
right?
Without regard to the salary cap. They can circumvent the cap to do it.
Right.
And so that's where, like, you're stuck if you're the Kings. And part of this is on Monk and his people, and part of it's on the Kings for only doing a three-year deal, I mean, a two-year deal initially. If the Kings would have done a 3 year deal with a set, with the final year being an option as his mid level exception, they could have gone back in this summer and renegotiated that 1 year and gone up. They can't do that. They can't do that now.
Okay.
So it's a bummer just the way the contract, and like if you're the Kings, you're being safe. Like Malik Monk hadn't proven
he
had a solid year with the Lakers and had started plenty of games. But he hadn't had a year. Like, he hadn't had a blow-up year.
Malik Monk, to me, when he came to the Kings, was in the category of player, like, okay, nice player, but, I mean, are you winning anything if he's has a substantial role on your team? I was very, just, that's where he was. And that's not to disparage him. That's just, when you talk about that contract he initially signed, that's the lens that you have to kind of view it through.
Yeah, I mean, he's Kyle, if he were to remain with the Kings, if he's going to sign a monster deal, like some sort of deal to stay here long term, I do believe he will end up being the best free agent signing in the history of the Sacramento Kings. To date, it's Vlade. Like, Vlade is still the best free agent signing the Kings have ever made. I think Malik Monk has an ability to surpass that if he stays. But I'm not giving you that for 2 years. Like 2 years of service. And he's been really good. He was really good last year. Averaged, 13.5 points. This year, he's just taken it to another level. He's almost to 16 points a game. And, it's impressive. It's fun to see. It's fun to... He's a great spirit to have around your club.
Yeah.
He's a great guy to have in the locker room. He may have told me last night to F off, 4 times.
That tracks.
It's just, to me, it's... He's just fun. And it's...
That sounds so fun.
His personality. No, it is. It's just I know. He's just messing with everybody and having a good time, and he lightens the mood. And then he gives you great stuff. Like when you interview him, he does mm-hmm. give you great stuff. I was asking him one day where he was going to go golfing, and he was like, "Well, you're going to scope it out?" And no, I used to golf all the time. I'm just wondering where you're golfing. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And so we started having a discussion about golf.
I'm going to scope it out. I'm going to come stalk you.
I'm going to stalk you on the golf course. I literally am in your locker room every single game, with you. You're here. I'm here. Yeah. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Hey, Damian Barling's here.
Damian Barling in the building.
Have you, you guys seen the chatty house?
Have just unleashed hell on Sacramento radio. Damian Barling here for the handoff.
Some of our loyal ones are having fun. I like
They're
it.
They're having a great time.
They are.
Every time I look down, I wonder what people think about what we're talking about. Nope. Got nothing today. Got nothing today.
I have a lot I can say on that. It's just probably not even worth it. Just know that we love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. Because I did catch up on what went on around the dial.
Oh.
Late last night.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, I didn't either.
It's
I can't wait till the show's over. How many minutes we got left?
It's all good. I love Drapes, man. I love Whitey. Those are good guys.
Yes.
They don't know that their guest joined them and just lied straight to their face. But it's all good.
Oof.
I'll say this just clearly and emphatically. Amina's a bitch. He's always gonna be a bitch, and that's just what he is. He's trash.
Oh.
He's absolute trash.
Wow.
Anything else?
No, but my mic is on and I need to fix that so that'll make it sound a little better. Sorry, Chatty House. We good. What's up, man?
Chilling,
like the
bro.
Bean, baby. Let's go.
That was a good. I told James this. The Kings have reached. I've reached a point with the Kings this year where if that game happened in December or January, maybe even I'll give you February, I'd be sitting here today going, "What is the big deal? Why is everybody so happy about this? That was an 8-man Memphis team playing 2 dudes I've never heard of, and you went to overtime."
Yeah.
But you have been saying this since December, and James has been saying this, and this is what they are this year. They figured out a way to win a game. I think they lose that game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe they do. I think it's what we were talking about yesterday, James. It's Memphis is a physical basketball team. And I don't know what's going on with NBA officiating. There's rumors of meetings. I don't even think these are rumors. I think they're just flat out reports about the way that they are going to officiate the rest of the year. And they've got to curb the offense a little bit. These last two Kings games have been just insane. My stance last night is the same as it was following the Knicks game. If you're going to officiate it a certain way for both teams, then that's just the nature of the game.
Yep.
But man, the stuff that is happening on the floor out there is crazy. So the fact that, the Kings, I do think, struggle with physical basketball teams, and the fact that they're going through this with New York and Memphis. And truthfully, I'm really worried about tomorrow's game because I think they're going to go through it with Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they're taking these punches, and last night, I think they responded well against New York. They didn't win, that's okay, but I think they responded well against New York. They responded even better against Memphis. They're going to have to respond again tomorrow, but I like that they're being challenged at this time of the year. I like that they're being pushed around a little bit and being forced to push back, and it wasn't, what I wanted. There were so many just bad mistakes by them yesterday. It was just kind of like something you chalk up like a bad day at the office, and they won. You know, they turned to Malik in overtime, or maybe they didn't turn to Malik, and Malik just said, "We're not losing." Malik turned to Malik and just was flawless in the final 5 minutes of that game. And I'm not going to look down on that, man. They need to win, and they did.
Yep.
And now you've got, you know, I'm looking at the Mavericks schedule leading into next, like, the tough part is I hate this game against Toronto coming up, but they have to find a way to win that, because Dallas doesn't have a tough game coming up. You know, Phoenix doesn't have a tough game coming up. And it's every game, it's like, we've got to match them against each other. You know what I mean? Until you get to those matchups with Dallas, until you get to that final matchup with Phoenix, you hope maybe Phoenix falls off a little bit by then. But I don't think any of these teams are falling off. They're just going to have to keep finding ways to win games.
Yep. Yeah, what I would say about the physicality and the way the games are being officiated, in all honesty, I don't think that the Kings are getting jobbed. I think it's been equally bad both ways, but the physicality is outlandish.
It's incredible.
Like, I was watching, you know, Marcus Smart got tossed, right? I didn't disagree with what I thought the Kings were, like, matching physicality and were throwing the Grizzlies around.
But the way you phrase that is perfect. They were matching physicality.
Yes.
Like, they weren't overly physical compared to what they were doing, the exact same thing the Grizzlies were.
Yeah, but then I also looked at the way that Kevin Huerter was injured, and it was the beginning of the game, but there was something going on in the first minute of the game between him and Desmond Bane, and then Kevin gets, like, whacked.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that would have happened 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago when the game was being officiated differently. I don't know that. Like, it feels like we're escalating.
No, it absolutely does.
And what we're going to have is we're going to have somebody, number one, get hurt, but number two, we're going to start having fights. Because that's where the game is heading right now. It's like, holy cow, you're going to allow that? I mean, go back and look at like, Huerter travels. He has the ball in one of the first possessions. And Bane came up and just smacked his arms and the ball out of his hands. Then they go on the other end, and Bane doesn't like the way the Huerter's defending him, and he chucks him. And you're like, okay, what's going on? Then we have the fast break, and he gets clubbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like a natural escalation. If that would have happened in the third or fourth quarter, there would have been a huge fight that game, because that's where the tension of the game was.
Mm-hmm.
But because it happens in the beginning, it was like someone was trying to send a message. Oh, we're gonna push you around. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you're gonna push him around, but how bad did you hurt the dude? We don't know yet, but how bad did you hurt him?
Yeah, I can't tell you how confused I was, because I was coming home from the KSFM show, and I get James's, okay, game time in Sacramento. Like, I'm getting out of the car, and I'm grabbing my stuff, and James again, Kevin Herter's down. Wait, how is that possible?
Like,
how is that possible?
Started.
Trip and fall going on the court?
Did he step on Keegan's ankle again? I was so confused. Yeah. And, you know, so I go in, flip on the TV, and it's in that commercial break, and I rewind, and I see that. And I'm like, I guess this was the conventional thought until the TV crew read the statement from Sacramento. I thought he might have broke his hand. The way he was holding
wrist supporting his shoulder.
But I guess it's a similar, he's protecting his shoulder. He has his shoulder tucked in because he doesn't want to move it. But I was just so confused how we went from game time in Sacramento to Kevin Huerter's down in a span of me trying to get out of the car and get in and see the game.
A minute 51.
Crazy.
That's what he played.
And crazy.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy how that worked out. Yeah. Good for Alex Lynn for stepping in and
good for all of them. Like, they all, like, Keon did a fantastic job. I thought Chris Duarte did a really good job. Mike certainly has his, because I'm of the belief they need Kevin Huerter. And if he's not here, guys are going to have to step
no
up.
No Kevin Huerter, no Trey Lyles.
That's tough.
That's a thin bench down the stretch here. But like you said, they've stepped up last night. They just got to keep doing it.
But if Sasha's close to returning, I think that helps.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. What do you guys got coming up?
A lot more Kings talk for sure. It's Trista Tuesdays. Jason Jones will be with us in the final hour of the show, man. We're gonna have a good time today for sure.
All right, that's it. D'Lo and KC coming up next, rocking with you until 4. James and I will be back tomorrow. We've been the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, here on ESPN 1320. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.